بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير واحب الى الله تعالى من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله ولا تعجز وان اصابك شيء فلا تقل لو اني فعلت كان كذا وكذا ولكن قل قدر الله ما شاء فعل فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان رواه مسلم. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a mu'min, a person of strong iman, is better and more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a person of weak iman, than a believer with weak iman. However, there is good in both of them. Be desirous of that which is beneficial to you. And once you embark upon that, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not give up, be determined. However, if a calamity befalls you, then do not say that if only I had done this, then it would have been like that. However, say, Allah has ordained this, and Allah Ta'ala does as He wants to do. For indeed, this word if opens the door to the whisperings of shaitan. As I mentioned, my respected brothers, this hadith is amongst those ahadith that the meaning of it is voluminous, if we can get the understanding. This is a challenge we face on a daily basis. We are embarking on different tasks. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us very, very practical advice. That when you embark on a task, embark on something that is beneficial. Seek Allah Ta'ala's help. Take the thing that you are doing to its conclusion and know and understand that its conclusion or what the eventual outcome is not in your control. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is behind. Allah has complete. Allah is ghalib. Allah is overpowering upon what Allah has decreed. So if that which you wanted does not happen, some calamity, some problem, some difficulty, don't start, don't end, don't open the door to regret. That if it was like this or if it was like that, which is something that is very, very common. One of the most difficult illnesses to treat is depression. And in Shariat, in Deen, we have been given a solution to depression. Stay away from this idea of if and but, because if and but will cause one to start becoming depressed, to start regretting, to become full of sorrow, to become full of grief. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions, he says, wherever in the Quran sadness, regret, depression is mentioned, Allah Ta'ala either negates it or Allah Ta'ala prohibits from it. Ulama say that sadness weakens the heart. A mu'min is someone who is happy in the heart. He's someone who is optimistic. Not someone who has a pessimistic outlook on life. Excessive sadness is something Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought the refuge of Allah from. In the dua ma'athura, in the duas that are manqul from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would seek protection from the sadness of the heart. Why? Because a person loses his himmat, he loses his courage. A mu'min, in our heart, we have this iman, we have this conviction. Qaddar Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. Whatever the outcome was, Allah had already ordained it. Allah had already ordained it, وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. And Allah does as He wants to do. It's pointless questioning the decision of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that happens which Allah wants. And with that Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala's mashiyat, Allah has joined it with two qualities of Allah. What? Ilm, the knowledge of Allah. And hakima, the wisdom of Allah. Whatever Allah does for you, whatever eventual outcome there is, whatever musibat, calamity, problem, difficulty, whatever it may be that befalls you, Allah has done it out of His knowledge and Allah has done it out of His wisdom. There is some good, there is some khair in it. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, asa an takrahu shay'an wa khairun lakum. Sometimes you don't like something. Sometimes you don't like something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That thing which you don't like, there is good for you in it. So we find, my respected brothers, unfortunately, If you look generally, you'll find two extremes amongst people. One extreme is everything regret. If, but, how, why. This shaitan is the whisper. Once you go down that road, that opens the whispering of shaitan. And a person gets full of grief, full of regret, full of sorrow. And then we find the other extreme. What is the other extreme? قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Allah has ordained, and Allah Ta'ala does as He wants to do, so why must I do anything? A lot of times we hear this. This is also a trap of shaitan, to have this idea that, you know what, Allah has already decided the outcome, so let me sit down and do nothing. This is also against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, Tirmizi Sharif, there is a hadith of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That qala rajulun ya Rasulullah, a'aqiluha wa tawakkal, or utliquha wa tawakkal. He says, ya Rasulullah, this is such a simple question that the Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in it there's great lesson and ta'aleem. He says, ya Rasulullah, must I leave my camel loose and make tawakkul in Allah? Or must I tie the camel and make tawakkul in Allah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, i'aqilha wa tawakkal. That tie the camel and then have tawakkul and trust in Allah. This world is a place of cause and means. Allah is the one that eventually does, and what will happen, Allah has already ordained it. So there's no need to become depressed or sad. But this does not preclude the necessity of you making effort. Because what the eventual outcome is going to be, you don't know that. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was going towards the area where what we call Ta'un-e Amwas, that is the very famous plague, occurred. Many, many Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, lost their lives in that plague. Umar radiallahu anhu was proceeding towards that area, then he heard about the plague. So he made mashwara and he decided to go back to Madinah Munawwara. So Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala on that occasion said, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, atafirru min qadrillah? Atafirru min qadrillah? Allah has already decided whether you will get afflicted by this plague or not. Why are you running away from the taqdeer of Allah? Atafirru min qadrillah? Why are you going back? Umar radiallahu anhu struck him on his chest. I'm cutting the incident short. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna likulli amin wa amin ummati Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. That every ummat will have one amanat dar person. And the amanat dar person of my ummat is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. Umar struck him on his chest. He said, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not said this about you, I would have beaten you severely for what you said now. He said, afirru min qadrillah, I am running. Yes, you are right. I am running from the taqdeer of Allah to the taqdeer of Allah. Afirru min qadrillah ila qadrillah. What is in Allah's taqdeer, who knows? Only Allah knows. So we don't know what the outcome is going to be. What we are responsible for is make maximum effort. Make maximum effort and put the trust in Allah. So that whatever outcome occurs, be happy in the heart, this is from Allah. Allah decided. Like I mentioned yesterday, Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْكِ الْعَزَائِمِ. Every time I did my maximum and the result didn't occur that I wanted, then I realized that there is an Allah behind everything. عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي, this is when I recognize my Rabb, بِفَسْكِ الْعَزَائِمِ, when my plans didn't work out. We find in another mursal hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ التَّوَكُّلْ بَعْدَ الْكَيْسِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is tawakkul? Tawakkul is after your planning, after your intelligence, to do your maximum and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muawiyah bin Qurra radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, laqiya Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu unasam min ahli al-Yaman. Faqala man antum? Faqalu nahnu al-mutawakkilun. Qala bal antum mutaakkilun. Innama al-mutawakkil alladhi yulqi habbahu fil ard wa yatawakkal ala Allah azza wa jal. One incident, some people from Yemen came, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu met them, and he asked them, who are you people? So they said, we are the people of tawakkul. Antumul nahnul mutawakkilun. We are the people of tawakkul. Umar said, antumul mutaakkilun. You are not the people of tawakkul. You are the eaters. Who are the people of tawakkul? The people of tawakkul are those who put the seed in the ground, make the effort, and then put their tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is tawakkul, to make effort, but not be convinced about your efforts. Wasta'in billah, seek Allah's help. Put your trust in Allah, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand that whatever outcome occurs, that has already been ordained by Allah. Ulama say the first level of tawakkul, the first level of tawakkul is tarku shikaya, to not complain about the outcome of something. That is the first level of tawakkul. Higher than that is rida bil qada, to be happy with what Allah has decided. I did whatever effort I could, but the outcome was in Allah's hands. So whatever occurred, this is from Allah. And in my heart, I must be happy with the decision of Allah. What will happen when we do this? There will be no depression, no excessive sadness. And a person will get the closeness of Allah and get the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives tawfiq.